So I think people are talking crap about me on Nextdoor. It's 99.7 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, the Nextdoor app is, it's a neighborhood app. It kind of just connects you with your local neighbors. It's geo-targeted, right? So it's for your neighbors to get and share real-time news about the neighborhood, updates on what's happening nearby.
Okay, I guess I've just never used that because our neighborhood has an actual like Facebook group. So that's kind of where we go.
Yeah, so this is an app for those who don't have something like this. Anyways.
Okay.
So we got on it because, you know, we have a missing cat, Fred.
Yes.
And he's been missing for 3 weeks. So we got on it just to kind of post, hey, by the way, if you see this cat, he's ours. Let us know. He's chipped, et cetera, et cetera. That he was last seen, you know, in this area, right? So
at the Kia store.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, that
last
was...
Last sighting.
That was the last place he was seen. So we kind of check the app and, you know, people will post things like, hey, there was a loud bang that was heard in this area. Anybody know what that was? Or, you know, be careful, lock your cars. You know, I saw, you know, some people, you know, checking to see if, cars were unlocked, on my Ring cam or something like that. You know, so it's like, information like that. So, and then my wife sends me a screenshot and says, they're talking about you.
Uh-oh.
And,
oh, no.
And I look, and so yesterday I had gone and taken the dog, and we'd gone for a little jog, and I was just kind of, and the way I've been jogging recently, especially in the past 3 weeks, is I kind of canvass the area that I've seen Fred, and I'll just kind of go and I'll look and whatever and be on my jog. Anyways, post from a user, I'll leave her name out of this, but she's like, this dog run with him when it was 84 outside. What were you thinking?
Oh my gosh. So they're shaming you.
They're shaming
me
for running with the dog.
Heat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. And
so this isn't even really related to the cat.
No.
Okay.
And what are you getting on the Nextdoor app to say that for?
Exactly. That is just idle gossip. That
is
gossip. An opinion.
Right.
I'm not hurting you by running in the heat with my dog.
Oh.
Now, wait, did you let the dog, like, take a poo in her yard and then not clean it up? That's a violation I'd probably talk about.
No. The dog doesn't necessarily go number one or number two on the jog. And just so you know, I kept to shaded areas. We were going and doing a slow pace. And so it wasn't like I was, you know, going crazy with it. But,
okay.
You know, she jumps in with her post on Nextdoor. This dog run with it. I don't even understand the post either.
They're just like, you know, it's too hot for you, this guy, to run with this dog.
Yeah,
I think they were just thinking
it
was too hot and you shouldn't be having your dog out there in the heat either.
Yes, exactly. I understand what was trying to be conveyed, that it's too hot for the animal to be out in jogging, whatever. And she said, yeah, this dog run with him when it's 84 outside. What were you thinking?
There you go.
There it is. Thank you,
That's
Nextdoor.
Fun. So you're thinking, maybe I'll find some information about the cat.
No,
and then you're getting run
shamed. Right, then I'm getting run shamed. So I can't wait until I can find my cat so I can get off this godforsaken app, because it is just nothing but things, little snippy stuff like that.
It's not good.
Anyways, whatever. By the way, if you wanted to see, I've posted on our stories at Ben and Kelly Show, so... You can see the public shaming, which
that's great
is now even more public.